back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
A couple more people have texted in with stuff they don't want their kids or their grandkids to find out. 815, skinny dipped with two guys. 708. I know there's something, but I can't remember what it was. I just know I don't want them to know. 815, anything between 1985 and 1988. I'm 49 now. 773, too many things to text. Ouch.
Everybody is acknowledging it, but they're also not acknowledging it.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, there's a little bit of that, yeah.
I can relate to that 1985 period.
Oh, I did a ton of stuff.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, okay, what?
And then 708, hold on to something. 708, I don't want them to find out I made love to their mother in a cemetery. Wasn't that a song?
Yes. Yes.
So
by Air Supply.
312-981-7200, things that I want my kids or grandkids to know I did. Lori from Richmond got the Blackhawk tickets. Congratulations. Single game tickets on sale at ChicagoBlackhawks.com and a pair of tickets for an upcoming game for Lori. Congratulations there. And it's time for the most valuable person on the planet, or as I like to call it, the MVPP. The most valuable person on the planet for Tuesday, August 21st, 2018 is... got to get a better drummer. Eric Duncan, the mayor of North Dundas. Is it Dundas? North Dundas? North Dundas, Ontario. Is it Dundas or Dundas, Eric?
Dundas.
Dundas.
So neither one, then.
There you go.
Congratulations, Mr. There you go. Congratulations, Mr. Mayor. You're a wonderful human being, and I can't wait to tell people that... Well, that you're a special guy. The Ontario mayor temporarily lent out his home to... Well, you tell us. Who'd you lend your home to?
So a group of us are volunteers in our small rural community. We're about an hour south of our nation's capital, Ottawa, and we sponsored a Syrian refugee family. We started the process in 2015, and through our immigration process, it takes a couple of years. But on February 22nd this year, we were excited to have our family of five arrive in Canada. And one of the challenges that we have is we don't get a lot of notice of when the family's coming, so trying to find a house for them to rent can be a bit difficult. So I'm 30 years old, single, and my mother still lives nearby and talks to me, so I asked if I could move in with her while the family arrived, and they lived in my house for 5 months until last month when they got their own place.
You're a good man. You're a good man, I'm certainly sure your mom's proud of you, but that's a good thing. The arrangement,
for sure, it was a rewarding experience.
The arrangement gave the parents, Danya Al-Muazen and Adele Al-Gharani, a space to raise their three kids, and they saved up to open up their own store, and they're likely to be a member of your community for the future now.
Exactly, and they're doing very well here in Canada. One of the focuses we're putting on right now is language training, and their goal is to get out, get working. Actually, they're going to work at our local grocery store and do different things along that line and hopefully work their way up to different jobs in our area. But they love the small town living in Canada, and the welcome has been very positive. So they're off to a great start, and it's heartwarming to see them and then the kids doing so well in school.
You know, the Canadians are kind, with almost no exception.
Absolutely. We're a generous country.
Yes. And the people of North Dundas, what else have they done? Who else do you want to... Dundas, sorry. I'm sure they've stepped up as well. Who else do you want to mention?
Oh, well, absolutely. There's a group of about 20 volunteers, and if you name it, between the teachers at the local school, the two twin girls are in our local elementary school, and our teenage young lad, he is in finished grade 10, so he's about 16 years old, and the teachers at the school and the staff have been wonderful to help them learn English and get adjusted to Canada. Our local outreach center, the House of Lazarus, if we needed clothes or donations or anything just to get the family started off with a hand up, they've been there. And just numerous people made donations, have taken the family out to local events, and just made them feel really welcome. So it's been rewarding to have them here, but also at the same time, just see the generosity in our community and everybody buying in to change their lives and give them a second chance of life.
You know, even though you're the mayor, after moving back home and having your mom do your laundry and make you food all day, you're not going back to your house, are you? You're probably put it up for sale.
Well, I laughed. I said I moved back in last month, so our family has a permanent spot to rent there now, in our village of Winchester, but I laugh. I said to the family, no rush. I get laundry. I get meals at my beck and call. It was wonderful, and Mom didn't mind. So I thought, take as long as you want to live in my house. I don't care.
He's my little mayor.
Exactly.
Mayor Duncan, thanks for being you and being a great guy. You're the most valuable person on the planet.
Well, thank you very much. I hope to make it to Chicago someday. I hear nothing but great things about your beautiful city, so I hope to make it there.
I hope you do, and when you do, let us know. We'll take you to a Blackhawks game.
There you go.
That'll be wonderful. I'm a Sens fan, so I'll have to time that out. That's wonderful.
Yeah, do that. Absolutely. All right, congratulations on all you do.